The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4FM.
All right, now, I want to move on and talk about teachers. And do you think teachers should have the have to run camps or summer camps during the summer holidays? Because I got an interesting email from someone with that exact idea who was listening to the show last week when we, well, it was 2 weeks ago actually, I think, when we were talking about school teachers and the amount of holidays they get. And it says, "Hi Niall, I was listening to one of the Niall Boylan shows the other day and the hot topic was teachers and their long holidays. I have now seen the low stroke medium households are spending 20% of their annual income on childcare. I also know the cost of childcare as I spend upwards of 9,000 per year at present." Jeepers, it's a lot of money, isn't it? "This got me thinking of teachers and the spare time they have and how they are freely paid for all this time at home when it could be otherwise utilised to help people. I think teachers should have to run an after-school option for parents who want or who need childcare. Only for working parents up till 5 p.m. since the government is paying the teachers for the day anyway, and they have no problem telling people that they go home at 3 o'clock. I also know that the massive problems around school holidays, as I end up paying extra for them. During the holidays, teachers should have to run camps for the days of all the holidays, summer, Easter, etc., 9 p.m. to 5 p.m. Like every other person, they would be entitled to the 4 weeks holidays per year. This would help people who struggle to meet childcare costs, along with raising the cost of everything else that has to be covered. If they did not want to cooperate with the programme, the wages should be used to pay for someone to run the camps for the said days. I don't know if this is a good or a bad idea, but to me it makes perfect sense, as the problem exists and the ready-made paid, in capital letters, for a solution is already in place. I know any idea that saves people who really need help can't be a bad idea. People who work 40 or more hours per week should not have such financial problems. And childcare is up there in the high, obviously for priority he's talking about, high rent and mortgage payments." All right. Thanks for reading out his rant, he said. Now, so the point he's making simply is that teachers are paid by the state for the whole year. It's an annual salary and it's not a bad salary. I mean, up there as far as the European Union is concerned, we're right up there at the top. They're paid a decent salary if you're a full-time teacher. Obviously, he's not referring to part-time or new teachers just in the door. He's referring to full-time teachers who've been there quite a while. They're on a good salary, generally speaking. So he's saying they have 4 months off in the year. It's ridiculous. There's no other job would give you 4 months off. And we're paying them for the time off. He's saying, why? Why not utilise them and have them do, you know, summer camps for children and stuff like that? They don't need anything extra for doing it because they're doing nothing anyway. They're sitting on their bottoms a lot of the time. Some of them might be correcting exams, but they get paid for that or extra for doing that. You know, I mean, let's be clear about it. It's a handy old number being a teacher. You know, you get a lot of time off. So he's saying, let's utilise the time off for the sake of parents out there who are struggling to pay childcare costs. Is it a good idea? I mean, after all, we all could have chosen to be teachers, I suppose, in some sense, and get the perks of the job. Or is it just begrudgery that this guy thinks, or are we being begrudgers, saying that teachers get all this time off? Let me know what you think at 53544. I want to know what you think of this listener's solution to a problem of childcare. Do you think it's a good idea that teachers should use their time off to look after children? Let me know what you think at 53544. After all, they are the professionals. Stephen, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Stephen?
Good, Niall, yourself?
Good. I mean, is it a good idea?
I don't think it's fair to blame the teachers for...
Well, then he's not blaming them. He's not blaming them for anything.
No, I know, but I don't think it's fair to ask them to look after other people's children when they don't have to. The government should be stepping in and giving us some sort of a tax break to help us out.
Well, the government are, invariably, he's got a point. The government are paying school teachers to sit at home doing nothing. During the 4 months of the year if they're in secondary and three and a half months if they're in primary.
It is a hard gig being on stage, Niall, you know yourself.
23 hours a week. It's a hard... What did she say? It's tough being on stage 23 hours a week. Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting it's not a tough job.
Yeah, who's going to mind the children's or the teacher's children when they're then minding other people's children?
Well, that's
children?
Their problem. Well, I mean, I'm assuming other other teachers. They can bring them with them, I suppose. I mean, what harm would they come to? Other teachers, that they can bring them with them like everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know. So listen, there's not one union in this country that'll allow it in the first place. So.
Look, it's hypothetical. I'll grant you that. But the point he's making is we're paying a lot of money. Teachers say they're not on good money, right? But you got to understand, the money they're getting is for working 8 months of the year. You know, I mean, there's nobody else is getting that kind of money. If you actually worked it out by hours, 23 hours a week, well, okay, we'll throw an error on because some of them say they'll stay back on the correct exams or do all sorts of carry on, right? So we say 24 or 25 hours a week, right? Even if we added 30 hours a week for 8 months of the year and you divided that by their salary, I can guarantee you they're on a good hourly wage. Now, don't get me wrong, they deserve it. They're qualified people. But in saying that, we're paying them, you know, for 4 months of the year or 3 months, depending on the case may be, for doing nothing.
Yeah, I understand, but it's not going to happen. So how are you going to get around teachers to do this? I don't understand how you ask that. There's not one teacher that will agree to that, Niall. I don't think so.
Because we could easily, you know, open the schools during the summer. The state would obviously have to fund that. You know, you could open the schools during the summer months, you know, and have your caretaker there and whoever else, you know.
Maybe that's a better idea, to open the schools and get... not teachers, but people that are qualified that are being vetted and stuff like that, do gym classes maybe or stuff like that, but I don't think it's fair to blame the teachers. Now, I'm not saying that they don't have a handy number. They have the handiest number in the country, but I still don't think it's fair to put it onto their shoulders.
I see, you're suggesting that he's blaming the teachers in some way. He's not. All he's saying is, we're paying this kind of money, we're paying them for the time off that they're doing, you know, so we might as well utilise it. Now, I know, look, it's hypothetical because clearly there's no union in the country, teachers' union, are going to allow teachers to do this and there's no teachers that are going to want to do it. But I understand the point he's trying to make, that there should be some sort of way of looking after children, particularly for the summer months, because parents find it difficult. If you've got two parents working, which a lot of cases they are nowadays, the summer months are a nightmare. At least during the winter when the kids are in school, you know that you don't have to have childcare costs for when they're in school.
Yeah, well, maybe if they went and did 2 weeks of the summer and not the whole summer. Do you know what I mean? Like, to be one teacher in 1 week, a couple of teachers in the next week. They all don't have to be there for the whole summer, if you know what I mean. That would probably be palatable. Mm. But, there's no getting away from it. They do wait.
Okay, so in principle, do you think it's a good idea?
I do think it's a good idea, but it's not going to happen.
Now, I'm not talking about new teachers straight in the door because we know they get less money, right? But certainly the teachers that have been there 10 or 15 years, you know, if you've got a teacher, for example, who's on, say, 12 years, right? I'm looking here, for example. They're on 51,000. Now, that's 51,000. Let me just work this out in a calculator, right? Okay, just to give us all some idea. Now, this is probably not very accurate, all right? I'm just basically working it out here. And I'm going to use a conservative estimate, right? So we'll say 8 months of the year, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, what we'll do is we'll take the 51 grand, right? And we'll divide it by 12, which is 12 months, all right? And we'll multiply that. Oh, I put in 51 euro, not 51,000. Okay, so we divide it by 12 to make it fair, and we'll multiply it by 8. So we'll say it's a secondary school teacher, okay? And now we're up to 34,000 euro, right? For 8 months of the year, all right? Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, listen,
I'll get Helena to work that out if she can on an hourly rate. But I'm reckoning the hourly rate is astronomical if you base it on 8 months of the year.
Okay, well, listen, if we think about it this way...
I can figure it out. Yeah, go on.
Okay, if there's teachers working all year round and they only get the same amount of time off that
okay.
we get...
6,375. Sorry, I didn't do it right. I done it wrong the first time. 6,375 per month if you base it on 8 months a year, because that's all they work is 8 months a year. Now, during the summer, they say, oh, well, we are working, we're correcting this. They get paid for that. They get paid to correct exams during the summer.
Well, you see, I'd be afraid then that school, the students would suffer because the teachers are going to be working all year round. They're going to get fed up with their job. You know what I mean? I'd just be a bit frightened that the school children would suffer if the children not...
They don't have to do much. They just have to keep an eye on them, that's all. But, and if they want to teach them a little bit, you know, I don't know, they can. So, but stay there for a second, because Lorraine...
Hi, me. Hi, Niall. Sorry.
How are you doing? Your argument is teachers are already underpaid. You're having a laugh.
I'm not, because, you know, I lived in the UK and trying to find a decent, good school for your kids is so hard. So I ended up paying for private education,
right,
which cost an absolute fortune for a standard education. I'm not talking.
Right, you went to a grammar school.
Yes, yeah. What I'm saying to you. But what I mean is, teachers here, I have a niece now who's a teacher. My daughter wants to be a teacher. She's just finished her leaving cert. And I see what my niece does. You know, she's a primary school teacher. She's there till late in the evening, getting stuff ready for class the next day. She, you know, even during the summer holiday, she's in, she's preparing her room for September.
Yeah, but she's not ever the whole summer preparing her room for September. She might quit a few days early, yeah.
Not for the whole summer. But
no.
What I'm saying to you is, they educate our
There's
children.
A violin under the, with the greatest respect, right? There's a violin under the table here. I'll pull it out and start playing it in a second. I mean, I understand some teachers take their job more seriously than others. And I'm sure your niece is a great teacher.
Yes, absolutely. There's teachers who don't put the effort in.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've always believed, you know, teachers, doctors and nurses are the most underpaid jobs in the country. They do the most important work in the country.
I think we all do important work. We all, everybody's job is valuable.
No, obviously, but we depend on all of us parents around the country depend on those teachers.
For the educating our children, yeah, obviously. Yeah, and by the way, I'm not having a go at teachers. I'm taking this man's email at face value, right? I'm theoretically, look, I know it's not possible. It's not going to happen, but I'm taking it at face value. He's trying to come up with some solutions here. We need a solution for parents, right? And the point is that teachers, I mean, there are other countries in the world where teachers don't get holidays like this. You know, 4 months of the year, which they're being paid for, you know, is quite a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. But the fact that was it a lady or a man that sent in
I think it was a man. I get the impression it was a man.
Fact that he wanted the teachers to look after the children.
Yeah.
How about if you're married, then one of you do less hours. And maybe
they can't do that. Maybe they can't afford to do that.
But that's got to do with the you know, how you live. You know what I mean? You can do without certain things and be at home with your kids too, some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I know. You could do away with the luxuries of life. You can get rid of the second car and not have a holiday.
I think we all
deserve, you know, a decent, nice life.
Absolutely. But the fact that you're saying the teachers then should actually look after your kids during the school holidays.
Because he believes that they're overpaid. They're paid too much money. They shouldn't be paid for the time that they have off. I know they won't get paid, unless they're permanent, they don't get paid anyway. So I'm not talking about new teachers in the first 4 or 5 years. I'm not talking about, you know, because you wouldn't need that many anyway. I'm not talking about teachers who are on temp or just in, you know, covering.
No,
obviously
I'm talking
that doesn't
about
count.
Full-time teachers.
Let's put a benchmark on it. They've been there 10 years minimum, right?
Like my older son now, for instance, he's finishing his last year of university. He's doing construction management and engineering, and he has a chance to go into a company next year and start rising in the ranks and doing well and getting better wages. Teachers go in at a set rate. That's it.
Anybody who says that the wages are crap as a teacher and you're only in the job a wet day, it's your own fault, because you can look up online here and see exactly what the wages are before you even start the job.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you can't really rise any further than you've already got, if you think it's
well, you can, because according to the longer you're there, the more money you get.
you can get around the houses, you can get it by, you know.
I'm looking here, by the way, this pay scale here, and this is on the INTO website. Okay, so this pay scale goes up to 27 years. And now after that, you can become a principal or a vice principal as well, or whatever. And at 27 years, basic pay, $67,538. Now, if you divide that by, let's just for the purposes of the other thing, say that's secondary school, worst case scenario, right? Okay, so that's and they get about 3 months off per year, right? Okay, so that's nine months. So if we take 67 grand and divide that by nine, they're getting 7,444 per month worked. That's per month worked now, right? Okay,
that might take 20 years to reach that level.
Oh, absolutely. It's 27. I'm just saying that's the highest, right?
Imagine you're a managing director of a company and you go in at, say, 20,000 and you do the same quality work as you do, you know, if you go in at the bottom and suddenly you're a managing director and only earn 20,000. You know what I mean?
I know, I understand.
They work hard from the beginning. As you said, it's only time and the length of the year they earn more money.
Lorraine, do you think they get too much time off?
It's the way Ireland is. When I lived in England now, you got 6 weeks off school. That was it, 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes, I think they have too much time off school, definitely. But we, you know, the teachers do so much for our kids.
Sorry, Stephen, you're trying to say something there. Stephen.
Yeah, just in the 10 years that you're speaking of the teacher being there, how many scholars and future people have they saw and benefited the country?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
You're missing the point. And I don't think that's what the emailer said. I'm not taking away from the important job they do, no more than the important job that the guy who collects the bins does, because everybody has an important role in society, right? We have different views of how important certain jobs are, be they life-saving or whatever it happens to be, right? But we all play a role, okay? So I'm not trying to take away from that. I'm not saying they don't do a good job. The majority do a fine job and are very dedicated to their work. All this person is saying is, well, hold on, we're paying them for 3 months of the year. They should have been entitled to a standard 4 weeks off like anybody else, but we're paying them, you know, for that time. For example, you know, I give out on a regular basis about presenters and RTE and the amount of holidays they take. You know, I get 4 weeks off, just like anybody else, and, you know, it's 21 days, just like anybody else who works anywhere else, right? 21 days, right? So that's 21 working days off. I don't know, Lorraine, are you working?
Sorry.
Do you work?
I'm not. I have a little autistic boy now. All my other kids are...
Oh, so you're a carer. That's a full-time job.
Yeah,
that's
you know, he's in a class of six children. Yeah. There's a teacher and two SNAs. And the work that they have done for him in the 2 years...
Yeah, I'm sure is amazing.
...has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think they get a lot of stick. Now, let me tell you, there is teachers out there, I've seen it in secondary school, who don't do a fucking tap. And I don't even... Excuse my language. I don't even know... why would you even want to become a teacher if you don't want to educate? I get that.
But okay, wait, hang on for a second, because I want to bring somebody else in. Stay there, please, Lorraine. Sharon, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sharon?
I know. You
think it's a good idea?
Look, I think I can see the practicality of it, and I don't think sort of maybe utilising teachers for a week out of the summer holiday, and therefore if they all rotated a week into childcare, it might be able to work. But I think the danger is to look at something and be too sort of broad with it, and distract, you know, detract away from the appeal.
Well,
of the
why can't they do? Why can't they do a 3 months they get off? Why not a 2 week summer camp? Because a lot of parents put their kids into summer camps, you know, to try and, you know, pawn them off for 2 weeks. So why not get every teacher who's there over 10 years to participate in a 2 week summer camp? That would probably do a lot.
I think that something like that would be a great help. I really do, because I've had to put Ben in summer camps this summer. Nothing wrong with it. He's had a good time in some. He's not so good in others. But I think actually being able to structure something using that time without taking away the benefit of being a teacher, and the key benefit of teaching, not just working with kids, is to have this lovely long holiday, and that's what attracts a lot of people into the profession.
Oh, well, do me a favour, say that, Sharon, because I am going to come back to you, because I need to go to David, because he's a school teacher, and he's obviously on his lunch break, and he has to go back to class soon. David, you're a classic kid. How are you doing, David?
Hi, Niall. Thanks very much. The reason why I was just ringing in to say, I don't really tolerate any discussions about, you know, whether if you get 3 months off or the amount of pay you have and what the luxurious job you have to get. That's a mute point. That'll go on.
Well, it's not really a mute point, but go on, yeah.
It'll go on for a fiscal strain. I've no objection with the school being open throughout the entire school year, or whatever. But like, I know me and any other teacher wouldn't say, no, we're not doing this. Kind of like, I'm not qualified to be a babysitter kind of thing. But yet again, like,
would you be happy if they turn around and as Sharon suggested, which might be a good idea, to say, you know, you and your colleagues and other teachers, just to try and alleviate some of the problem, would say, well, okay, we'll do a 2 week summer camp.
Well, this is what I'm kind of saying, is the government kind of like pumps so much money and resources into, you've got the private schools behind private walls that have fantastic kind of GAA pitches, rugby pitches, AstroTurf, gyms, the best equipment whatsoever. But yet, the one thing in Ireland we don't have is youth resources whereby kids can just do something instead of roaming the streets and getting them in trouble. So I have no problem kind of somebody...
Well, it's not the roaming the streets. It's to try and alleviate the problem for, you know, parents. Obviously, during the summer, the big problem for them is who's going to look after my kids?
Okay, so if you had the school open for
June, July, and August, yeah,
and then you had somebody appropriately guard vetted somebody to come in from various organisations to come like.
But I wouldn't like just one babysitter. I'd like somebody who's qualified to, you know, entertain the kids in some way. When I say entertain them, to teach them.
Yeah. If they organised it and they did that, that'd be fantastic. Because there's.
But why don't teachers do it? Why wouldn't teachers do it, David? I mean, they get decent enough money for 8 months or 9 months, depending on if you're primary or post-primary. It's decent enough money. It's not crap.
I suppose probably as a little lead-in to kind of like get it organised and get it set up and to make sure that everybody is doing what they're doing appropriately. But to make sure you get the right organisations and you get the right volunteers coming to be organising it. But in terms of actually championing it and looking after it, you'll have to speak.
Would you be looking for extra money if you were asked to do it?
And if I were?
Yeah, if you were asked to do 2 weeks in the summer, if they said, okay, David, we're going to roster you in for 2 weeks, end of July or start of July, you could obviously choose based on your own holidays and when you want to go on holidays.
Yeah, I'm not a full-time teacher, so yes,
Then it's difficult to ask you. But if you were a full-time teacher, would you think...
If I were a full-time teacher, I'd be saying, like, okay, this is a great idea, let's get it sorted out.
But I want a few quid.
Let's get a bit of a blueprint going on. Yeah, I want a bit of money, everybody wants a bit of money.
And but you're already getting paid. But you're already getting paid for it.
Well, I suppose then.
You're already getting paid for the time. If you were a full-time teacher and you got paid for the summer, you'd already be getting paid.
Well, I suppose then it'd be a discussion for whoever's kind of giving XYZ allowances or something. But I'm not here to kind of like support kind of white pigs or teachers, because like I say, I've only heard up in the news about like hell it's been trying to kind of like fire brigade people there who actually go out and actually kind of go face danger. They should be getting kind of more money.
I don't know necessarily. I think your job is just as important as a guard or a fireman or a nurse or a radio broadcaster or anybody. I think we all play an important role.
Like especially more so up in Dublin, as I say, like the amount of resources that are within schools, that and some schools even have swimming pools or whatever. Like having them opening up so that the community, like the schools are there for the community. So why can't the community, like adults and also the community, kind of like children, make use of that and have appropriate kind of like people supervising you, some people. So you're creating your own kind of like mini economy at the time.
I'll go to Martin. Martin, you're a classic kid, Adrian Martin. Oh, sorry, Martin, just hold on. And you go back to Sharon because I did cut it short. Sorry, Sharon.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Hiya. No, my suggestion I wanted to make while David was on, actually. I mean, yes, ridiculously long holidays, very difficult for working parents. You know, yes, I'm sure in what is a fairly reasonable amount of pay teachers get once they are established, if it included 2 weeks less holiday, but they utilise that as staff training, i.e. university people doing teacher training also spent, say, a month each summer doing teacher training in these summer camps with the teachers, it would help with training up the
pupils,
workforce.
You mean? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It'll help ensure there's enough, because you have to, for childcare, have so many carers per child. So you wouldn't need...
I don't think that standard applies to school teachers, because, for example, in a creche, you must have one adult per five children or whatever it is.
It varies with an age.
Yeah, but you don't have that in a school, because they're in the same room.
But they won't be sitting in a regimented fashion, will they? They'll be doing stuff. They're still in clubs, in the clubs that you do in the summer. There's still a certain amount of club volunteers and club workers looking after X amount of children per head.
Yeah.
So as long as you actually use this as something positive for the profession, bring in those doing teacher training that want to be teachers to get extra experience during the summer holidays, utilise them as extra bodies to work with the teachers that are, you know, each coming in to do 2 weeks, you could pretty much put some cover together for a lot of the holiday period, allowing parents, you know, we're so desperate to get people off their bums and back into work. If we actually make it easier for people and supply better childcare, you're going to have less people claiming, you know, dole, and more people actually out there doing jobs.
Okay, well, say that because Martin, sorry, go ahead there, Martin.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a great idea. It's got a lot of merit. I mean, we're paying for something already. For teachers and for schools and buildings and caretakers and goodness knows what. So the infrastructure's there. It's just a question of opening the door on it.
All right, so the problem is, but if I ever run for election, I'm certainly not going to get voted for by teachers now, because it's not going to be a popular decision, is it?
Yeah, but I mean, if we look at the historic element to why teachers get holidays, it's all to do with farming. It's a time when...
The harvest,
it's to do with the harvest. Kids were brought in Ireland, worked on the farm to bring in the tillage. So, you know, it goes back as far as that. It's nothing to do with, you know, how difficult a job it is for a teacher and they must have this great amount of time off. It's to do with other practical elements, and it was kids working on the farms.
Which is obviously not the case for 99% of kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is now, you know, I mean, that's all history.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I do believe they should have their time off like anybody else, but we're all entitled to, by law, the employment law says we're entitled to 21 days. you know, or whatever it is, a day and a half for every month, isn't it? A day and a half for every month you work.
Yeah, well, it should, in theory, roughly be the same for teachers. But, as I said, this historic, archaic thing has been tossed around, you know, as a reason for why teachers have had holidays. I mean, what happens with the teachers is they all start marching around doing other things during the 6 weeks holidays. Or six weeks.
Yeah, it's more than six.
6 weeks in the UK.
It's 6 weeks in the UK, but in Ireland, you know, if you're, for example, a secondary school teacher, it's like 4 months
in a year.
If you add in midterms and Christmas and Easter.
Exactly. It's horrendous. And that's why we've got the majority of people in the Dáil at the moment who are teachers, because, you know, they've got the time to go and do the canvassing and whatever they need to be doing during the summer, and getting involved in extracurricular activities in the community. Mm-hmm. And that's how they get to become TDs.
Yeah, because they've got more time on their hands.
They've got a hell of a lot of time on their hands.
Okay, stay there. Let me just get... both of you think it's quite a good idea. I think a lot of people think this is quite a good idea. Thanks to our emailer for sending it in. I don't think it's ever going to happen. The unions would never allow it, and the teachers would start throwing their dummies out of the cot. Because, Joan, you're a classic kid. How are you doing, Joan?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Joan.
I'm surrounded by a number of teachers within the family and the extended family, right? And most of your people that complain don't know what a teacher really does. A teacher, first of all, has to have the temperament. Half the creatures I hear in your programme...
The creatures.
Yes, the creatures, that's a pet name of mine. I'm going to continue to use it.
Creatures.
It's a fond name.
Helena, sing it again, a few more creatures there, will you? Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
As usual, you interrupt me, Niall, don't you?
All right, go on. Sorry, Joan. I apologise.
These people who usually complain in your programme, they don't know anything because they don't have the vocation. You see, it takes temperament and a vocation. And a good teacher who does the job well and has vocation, he is who helps your children to grow up, to get the brains in order, wonderful, and they grow into wonderful people, and they will look back and say, if we hadn't got teaching, who would teach us?
Nobody's saying they're doing a bad job, Joan.
No, hold on, they're worth gold, Niall. And somebody said...
Are they special in society?
They're very special, they are, and I'll tell you why they are.
Are they more special than me, for example, or Martin, or Sharon? She's a vet. Sharon's a vet.
We can do without saving life would be the most important job, and teaching after that comes a good second. First of all, none of my nephews or nieces or whatever, they don't come back from school at 3:30. They come back about 6:30. My son takes his classes to the Claire Byrne show every couple of weeks, to soccer matches in Manchester, all with no extra money. He takes them. He works almost right through the summer. If you debate the fact about parents, what do we always give out? And good programs on your station talking about it. We give out about parents who won't let their children finish till they actually get their holidays. Or during the summer, if teachers were to be available, you've got aggravated parents who will say, no, we go on our holidays then. No, my little Mick wants that. Teachers,
but it will be voluntary for parents. If parents don't want to use the service, they don't have to. The point is...
No.
Let me just say this. Nobody's given out about the job teachers do. Everybody says we value...
But they are, actually. That's why I'm ringing in.
No, we're giving out about the amount of time they have off. We value the work that they do. I heard Martin said the reason that they get so much time off is nothing to do with the fact that it was some union came along years ago and said, oh, they need a break because their poor little minds are stretched. It's nothing to do with that.
That's one guy talking to you. But
No. That's the fact. The reason they get so much time off is because of the harvest.
It's a tradition. In today's world...
We don't have a harvest.
In today's world, we have... All extra things happening there. We've got very unhappy families sending their kids to school. The teachers, they can connect that. They can
That's
look
good,
into
yeah.
it. There are a huge lot of things unknown. And I would say, Jenny...
And I'm not doubting that for a minute, Joan. I'm not doubting anything you're saying. You're missing the point.
But this is why...
But they have a lot of time off.
They need the time off
for the rest themselves.
But they don't.
I'm
trying to tell you, having about six people teachers, they don't have all that time off. They various commitments which they do. They take the children on summer camps. They do loads.
They get paid for anything extra they do during the summer, Joan.
Why should they be?
They get paid,
Joan.
They're not going to be out of pocket if they do anything during the summer. They get paid.
No, that's what you believe. My son doesn't get paid for taking people off to magic.
Unless he's voluntarily doing it, because I can tell you now, I know teachers who correct exams, who do a lot of stuff during the summer and get paid for it.
Yeah, well, you mentioned a word very important there, voluntarily. You see, they don't always look for money.
Maybe he could voluntarily do a summer camp for 2 weeks. Sorry, Martin, you want to say something to Joe?
Yeah, I worked in travel, right, for quite a number of years, and the teachers that came along to organise trips and groups to go abroad for a fortnight or whatever... You know, it's all nice that they're doing this, but they actually get it for free, because the incentive that the group travel organisers have is that every adult taking the group goes for free.
Yeah, so they're getting a free trip.
They're getting a free trip.
But they don't get paid for it.
But they're highly delighted they're getting the free trip, and they enjoy the jolly. I mean, as I said, I've mixed with teachers on group travel like this. Now, the other situation, that it comes down to vocation. Whatever job that anybody's doing, they are doing it as their vocation. They put their best of their abilities into it. They learn. They become specialists in what they do. And they pass that on in a vocational-like manner to serve people as customers. Now, to say that teachers or any other particular group are any different, I think that's actually queering the pitch
hang on a second, because Sharon, just before she goes, wants to say something to Joan as well.
All I wanted to say, and I totally agree with everything the lady said, teachers are fantastic, they're so important, they mould the minds of everything, but they do that all over the world. Just in Ireland, they do it with a whole load extra amount of holiday than they need, you know, than the rest of the world, where they're still moulding young minds and they're still doing the same job. It's just that in Ireland, they get a ridiculous amount of holidays, which make it very difficult for working parents to keep working and keep looking after the children.
Well, you see, you have to pay for a vocation. And what do you do yourself, by the way?
I'm a vet, and it's a very vocational career, and I work ridiculous hours, and I don't earn as much as a teacher.
Yes.
Well, I love my job, and I would do it if I didn't get paid at all.
Well, I would suggest to everybody now they go back to college, they start off being children again and say, wow, that's a great job. If you become a teacher, well chosen, well studied,
and is a vet not well chosen?
A vet is a great job. I said anybody.
So should Sharon get 4 months off? Should Sharon get 4 months off the year being paid?
But you see what you're doing there, Niall.
Is her job important?
Wait, let me tell you, you're adding an extra subject by what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying to you, her job is equally as important. She looks after all the little dogs and cats of this world, particularly. And you know, her job is a very important job. Should she get 4 months off and the state pay her?
No, because the luck of the draw is that teaching is so be it. There are many reasons. There are.
What's the reason? What's the reason they have 4 months off?
They have a great vocation, first of all.
I have a great vocation for my job, so is Sharon. Okay, so let's move
on. I couldn't see you being patient in a class. I could never.
I know.
See
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. You're right. You're right. That's why I don't work in a. That's why I don't work
that's
in a class.
Right. So therefore,
I tell them all to shut up. All right. So now,
I tell you to shut up too, now, lovingly. Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay. So in saying that, I'm not going to be a school teacher, so I chose to be what I want to be. Sharon, I don't know if she has the vocation for sitting in a class of 22 kids, so she chose to work with dogs and cats. But her job is equally as important. So leaving aside the importance of the job.
No, you don't equate the jobs. Okay, equate jobs.
Well, you equated nurses and teachers earlier on.
No, I said every job to their own.
Let's park that for the moment. So why do they deserve, Sharon just wants to know, why do they deserve 4 months off a year?
Because that's not the nature of the job.
That's not an answer.
Will I tell you, Niall?
That's not an answer.
Will I tell you? The government will look after what's going on in the country. Well, maybe they will someday when we get a decent government. Now, they will be the decision makers. You do not go into school in empty July with nobody there. Do you get that into your head?
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio. 4.